first part in the vibration part of the Kiddush Shem Tzaris. So Chazal say that the reason why Kiddush Prokhor started the first pasuk with Beis is because Beis is Lashon Bracha. The very, very first pshat is that the word Beis starts with Bracha, whereas the Aleph of the Anoichi, which is where the Torah starts from, is Lashon Ara. Chazal say when they went through, because Rav went through the Oisis, what could be buried Eilam with, Aleph is Lashon Ara. They didn't create the world with an Aleph. Beis is Lashon Bracha, and Bemele created the world. And he left the Neich Hashem Lekecha for the Aleph. It's hard to understand the Meimonashach. If Beis is such a wonderful Ois starter, there's a difference with it. If Aleph is such a wonderful Ois starter, Beis is with it. I say that Bracious is Shayach to, the Beis is Shayach to Bracious, and Aleph is Shayach to Neich. The Maral says that the Beis Lashon Bracha is not only the Pshat, because the word Bracha starts with the Beis. But the Maral says that the Ois Beis and the fact that it's two is Be'etzim of Bracha. So that the Beises are a Bracha Be'etzim. The Goyen says, he says it in Zeifa Bracha actually. The Torah connects the beginning with the end. The Torah starts with Gracious, which is Ois Beis, which is Bracha, and it finishes with Zeifa Bracha. L'chein nivra ha'olam be'beis. V'kol ma she'nivra ba'olam zugis nivru. Everything in the world, so going ahead, it says everything in the world was created with zugis, with doubles. V'abracha bo mizug, and bracha comes dafka from a zug, from a couple. V'kol asher b'le'ishu b'le'bracha. So therefore, bracha comes from two. There's a big problem with this inyan, that l'maisa, the inyan of zugis, in the one, on the one hand, here it says Kol Hashav Lishav Leibracha, like the Goyin says Ki Kol Mash Nivru Boilam Zugeis Nivru. Everything was created Zugeis VaBracha Bo Mizug. Chazal, in at least two places, point out that Zugeis are bad. The Gemara in Pesachim says How would Rabbanan Metakin a Kaisal Bracha on Zugeis? The Ma'aseh is four, two cases. It's the Zugeis. The Zugeis is bad. It's called, the Gemara calls it a kaisel, sakana. How? It's a zug sakana. So Gemara gives over there to Rutsim because it's shimurim and so on. But lemaisa, zugis is bad. Having two things are bad. There's another that the Gemara says in brachas that you can't make a bracha on a kaisel puranis. What's a kaisel puranis? So the Gemara says zugis. The second kais is, or the second kaises are puranis. And Rabbi Bechaya explains in Karakemach, in Yonim of Brochus, that since Kishuv is always Chal on Zugais, then like the Gemara in Psochim, so the Inyan of twos, of pairs, are always shy after the world of Kishuv, and it's paired, and Bemela it's a Kaisel Quran. So on the one hand, we have the Chazal and the Goyen that says that Zugais are the Makar of Brocha. On the other hand, you have the Inyan of Zugis that is Ra. How do you understand the two types of Zugis together? There's another Sphiras of similar nature in Chazal from the Chazal in the Medrashab and Dvarim says that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world was Zugis Zugis. Umos in Yisrael and Zachna Keva and so on and so forth. Chazal give a whole bunch of things that are zocha and neiva. Chutz Chazal say, "Avo kvoidi echod umyuchad b'lomai." Kvoid Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is echod umyuchad b'lomai, and it's one. So over there, it's very clear that the adifusa is to the one of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and the other ones are just in yanim of that are not good. Everything in the Bria is inferior. That's why it's zugeis. Zugeis is not a good thing. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is echod umyuchad. On the other hand, in Bereshit it says that all the chayas go zugeis zugeis, except for the nachash. All animals b'derekha go in groups, whereas the nachash slithers alone. So the clear mashmos is that the zugeis is a good thing, and the nachash is bad. So b'melo the nachash is going himself is ra. So it's also a steer in Chazal as to the Ruach HaDvarim, as to are Zugas positive or negative. On the one hand, the whole world goes Zugas except HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Kvoides Yochid Miuchad. And if Kvoides Yochid Miuchad, then that's the best thing. And Zugas are inferior, worse. On the other hand, the Chazal tell us that everything goes twos, twos, and the Nachash goes himself. Another makom where you see a kind of, I don't know if this is not a stira in Shitav, a Yisrael that's oigar of Yisrael b'shitav is chayv mises, avod Yisrael. If he says there's another koach besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's bad. And a person is chayv on it, like a Yisrael chayv like avod Yisrael. Umas ha'olam, Chazal say is mutter. There are a lot of worship of Kadosh Baruch Hu b'shitav. And mainly you find a lot of inyanim with chayv Yisrael, but not umas ha'olam. Here, the pasuk says ashechilat lehem, and it says that the akum is mutav shituf. It's not the pshat kilu place Yisrael. You don't find a place where it says that umas ha'olam are mutatid chazer. They were an asset. Chazer was given to Yisrael. It's part of Tayyip Mitzvah. It's not part of Zayim Mitzvah Noach. So it's not relevant. The Torah didn't. It wasn't a hutra. It wasn't relevant. Umas ha'olam they Noach have Zayim Mitzvahs. Anything that's not Zayim Mitzvahs, it's b'melech mutav. Masha'in Kain, Klai Yisrael has Tayyip Mitzvahs, so the Chayyip. Here the Pshat is the Torah gave a heter that Shituf is also anything in the world, the Kechavim and Shemesh are also. Umas Olam have a heter for Shituf. So, Tavazayimah Dar Sheni, what the difference is. One more Indian, Chur unrelated, but the beginning of the Pasha, it says, Beishas Bar Lakim. It says, Mitchila Olam Machshavta Nakadosh Baruch Hu to be buried in the world, Midas Hadin, Amar Nishita Midas Rachmi. There is no real Chazal to Zaya that says it, that Nakadosh Baruch Hu saw that he couldn't say by itself, and Memela, he was Meshatif Midas Rachmi. The Mitchila Olam Machshavta in Ra is obviously not an Indian of Havamina and Maskana the way we would understand it in ourselves. A person is shy to say that he thought one way, he realized his mistake, and then he did it differently. And Chaz Shalom by Kodesh Baruch Hu that there's Charata. So Mitchil Ol Mashavtoi, Ruah Sheinol Miskayim, Faistis, that is, it's one Mahalach. It's not a Havamina Maskana, but it's one Indian, and we have to understand what that Indian is of Mitchilah and Ruah Sheinol Miskayim. But there's another Goyim that's a little bit more by Rikos than this Goyen, and in a certain sense it's the Sheirish of the Avona. By Anoich Hashem Alekecha, the Goyen says, Keinu b'chol dovav zochon ekeva. Everything in the world comes zochon ekeva, v'shutif ha'gimel, and a third shutif. So zochon ekeva with a third shutif is the Messias of the world. Oviv v'lechei dvorm, v'imoy v'shitif ha'shlisha ha'kadosh Baruch Hashem Yisparach Yud. V'chein hu by the Luchais, it says, the Luchas are 5 versus 5, safer and safer. The Nitna Gamki b'maimah kolasa. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said all 10 in one maimah. The Soidan, what's the teichin of that, of this inyan? Shenivra ha'olam bebeis. Lachain ha'kol zachan akeva. Since the world was created with the letter beis, everything has to be zachan akeva. The chenivra shalayim var shnayim. The yichudan be'echad. And echad is meyachadim. Kamo yishakasa kol yichudi b'chulu. Ubecha askla anoichi, and so on. The Shom Hayichud Kishmaim Varat and Seachta Shom the Hashem Isparaf, Kamashom Chazal, Shahirkin Shemaim, and so on. The Chainu Bechol Dover. The Goyin says that this is true of everything. So the Goyin here Be'etzim has the Mafteach of the Havanid Inyan. Let's explain it, Kitir Kainu, the Havanid Inyan over here. The that's clear that the Emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. Echad is the term that is described HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and anything that Chas V'Shalom is Megarea from that Inyan of Echad is wrong, it's bad. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world by its nature is a broken Messias. The world by nature itself, every chelak in the world is a part of the whole Metzius. In the world, if you take any piece by itself, then it is bad, wrong, barren. Orer is a aleph when it comes to this world, is also orer. The word klala we spoke about a few times, mentioned, the word orer means something which gives no fruit. It's got no hemshech. It runs itself dry. Every klala is you plant seeds and the seeds don't grow. That is klala. So anything which runs itself dry and is barren is a lashon klala, and that's that. So we find a sharp chiluk between the emes lamaila, the emes lamitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and this world, any one inyan in this world is the etzem sheker. The only emes in this world is when you take two inyanim together and you mezavig it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world which, by definition, and a little bit, I mean, the different, more a little bit oimik in yanim over that. By definition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating a nivra means he created another mitzias, a mitzias base. That other mitzias, it within itself, as long as it's a mitzias of ra, as long as I take any part of it, of that bria in itself, it's ra, because it's a broken piece. It's not the emes lamita. The only way the mitzias of the bria has any bracha to it is when it's mezavik. Nothing in the bria can be meilid except through zivuk, and therefore, because without putting two karkas together, it goes no place. There's no hemshach to anything in this world. So mitzad el yoinim, mitzad lemala, the emes is one. Mitzad tachtoinim, the emes is two. Or to say it even better, it's the one that comes out of the two. It's when I'm a zavik to inyanim, I'm moila the kasav ashlishi, and that's where the emes is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, the bria sa'olam, the bria starts with a base, because the sheirish of the bria is that it's chalokim. That's the sheirish of the bria. And the brachness in the world, like the Gaon says, lies only when you mezavik zivugim. The when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, v'teiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the bria, like when he spoke at Har Sinai, then the sheirish of emes is aleph, is anochi, and that's what the Gaon means. The Gaon says, in this world, the metzias is zivugim, that's the toiv in this world, but the third shutif is the echad that comes out of the zivug. Just like there's five lukas, there's five dibris and five dibris, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the echad that's miyachad them. So that is the metzias of the bria as a whole. Chalokim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an echad is the echad of all. So mitzad lemala, mitzad al yoinim, mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, echad is the emes. Mitzad the bria, zivug and being together is them. It's bring the piece together then. Let's take it into an inyan that we can understand a little bit better. The Maral says that the inyan of zugos, it says in Perek Avos that Moshe kibbutz Eretz Sinai and gave it over to Yeshua and to the Kenim and to the Neviim, v'chulu, and then we come to in Bayashene to Zugos. We come to the peers of Tanoim that they were Mount Shechtaira. Shmai Naftalia, Nila Sham, and so on, the Zugos that I mentioned the first time we go. So the Maral says the reason why there was Zugos there is because of the Chalishas Adairis. It was a weakening of Taira, and the Mele you needed two. On the other hand, so two seems to be a reyesa. Chazal say that if a person learns without a chavrusa, after two times they come in the ear, and they don't learn chavrusa, the klola says cherev al abadim, v'loy oid el shenin alu, they become tipshim, shemitapshim, they become the chokma turns sour. That's if you don't have chavrusa. So is it better for one? Is two better or is one better? Which is right? The teretz is that depends on the darga of the Dor. If there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dibur is one, but once the shaymin, once the mekablim fall under a certain darga, then each person has only a chelik, and the only simen bracha they'll see is when they run it by somebody else. The Chazal, the two inyanim are right depending on which point you look at. If you're looking milamala lamata, then one is true. If you're looking milamata lamayla, then it's dafka chavusa. So lemoshel, if just like the Gemara says, the Lashon Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan relished having Rish Lakish because he used to ask all these kashas on his shir. So, and they said because the diva the dach okminan shmeitzer, by having my points running into your points, being misnagid, there we can have the emes. So the word is just since the bria is chalokim, every chelik of the bria bal karcha does not have the whole emes. Bal karcha that the emes is not completely there. The emes is in Torah. But since everybody's day is different, and everybody, and there's the Yeridus HaDeiros, in each place, Kedar Gosei, so each person does not have that Havana that's needed. So by running it by somebody else and getting his Havana, clashing it, what comes out from the middle is the Emes. So the Emes Tak is one. Mitzad the Bria, Mitzad the Mekablim, there's a pasuk that says, "Achas Dibur Elokim Shnayim Zu Shemanu." HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, said one, and we heard it as two. Chazal say it on the, it's a pasuk, and Chazal use it on a Neichi Le'yil Lecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in B'Dibur Echaz, and we heard him as two. Shama V'Zoch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said B'Dibur Echaz, and we heard him as two. Mitzad the Mekablim, Torah became Chalokim, and therefore, unless a person is Mezavik as evil, unless the person is mischaber somebody else's Torah, and between the two we come to the emes, we don't have an emes of it. That is the pshat in understanding. The same thing you have lemoshel by it says on the Sanhedrin, it says sharech agan asar by yechsa hamozik. Your rulers are like the center of the body, it says, it's connected to Tibur. Bal Yechsa Mozek, they should never lack the proper balance. Mozek is when you balance, when you mix things in a balanced way. Mezigas HaKoyz, Chazal Darshan on Mezigas HaKoyz. So Chazal say, how is it, there's a minimum amount for Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin starts off with Ayin. What's the minimal quorum that has to be left? The Chazal say 23. What's the number 23? So some Rishonim learn because it's the minimum needed for some dinim, like Nefashim. In other Rishonim, Yadima, so it's Mashma, that especially Pshat Gemara Pashtus, 23 is one-third of the Sanhedrin. The mizuk, the appropriate mizuk, when you have wine and water, the appropriate mixing of the two to make something that's perfect to drink is two parts water to one part wine. When the wine is strong, halachically, it's machlok, it's 3-1 or 2-1. It's machlok, Rishonim had a lot of put sugizeka, but like a pun going with many Rishonim, 2-1 is the ikka. So, bal yechsa mazik means you need at least the core group, which could then, through meziga, become full wine. Just like in wine, the core of a good kais of yayin is one-third pure wine, the core of Sanhedrin is one-third. So 23 is the third of Sanhedrin, it's 69, one-third of 69. So Chazal are telling us that the metzius of Sanhedrin of Ayin, be'etzem chav gimel is the metzius of Torah. But the ultimate Sanhedrin, the pure Metzius of Torah itself, is not correct. You need mazik. You need to balance it out with something else. Wine and water are considered to be real opposites. Wine is very sharp and very powerful and hot in a certain sense. water is cooling and diluting and so on. And the mizug of mayim and yayin is a form of zivug. And if you hear it in the words, the zivug is two on one, meaning mamish like what the Goyan type of lashon, where you have everything the bria comes zivug with a third shittif, that's koil bo. The mizug of yayin is very intense, very powerful. It's extensive in yanim. Water is that mizug. It's one of the yanim of mizug. Chamayim to be mamazik the yayin. But I'll upon him, the metzias in the bria of a core inyan like yayin is that pure wine under normal circumstances is not good to drink. Without the mizug of mayim, which fakir, water usually dilutes things. When water has no value really in a sense, it's not chashev, but and yayin is the ultimate chashev drink. But the really good drink is the mizug of the two, and that's why mizug is what makes it into a good kais. The kais of bracha needs mizug to some degree, and the Sanhedrin, the metzias of Torah and Klai Yisrael is through mizug. That's also the pshat in Elu Veelu Divel Kim Chayim. The first pshat is that both are right. A little bit of a deeper knech is Elu Veelu Divel Kim Chayim. When you have both study or inyan, that's when it's divetayr. Any one side, if a person has one side of a shayra and doesn't have the other side, that's not divel kim chayim. I'd like to add a knech. The lashon alekim chayim is used as the when you make a bris, you say keil chay chalkenu. The koyach of hayloda in a person, the shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's kineged, the koyach of a person is keil chay or lekim chay. The koyach achius that Adam has to produce chius is called keil chay or lekim chay. The herald of Eilu Veil Zivu Kim Chayim means that one tzad carries the sterility of or of an aleph which is not productive. Two tzadim carry in themselves the base, which is bracha, and like we said before, bracha is dinya vaylada. The first bracha in the bria was puur vu or milah. That's the first bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to a person. The bracha is the productivity, and that's only shayach. It becomes productive when you have the eilu veilu. And emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said only one thing. Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shem Azach Dibur Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the inyanim by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad. But that's mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bria doesn't have it. In the Bria, if you don't hear both sides of the inyan, and you're not done both sides of the inyan, then it's shekin. So the Eilu Veilu Dibur Kim Chayim is bedafka. It's not, despite the fact that it's two sides, each one is right to some degree. It's Torah because it inherits the Eilu Veilu. Without learning Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, then what you learned is wrong. And that's one of the reasons why there's such a snagdus in Sifrei Halacha in learning pure Piskei Halachas without learning the Shakar Tayyav, whether the Gemara, whether the Torah, whether the Shanim, because Be'etzem, the person is not learning the Emes. Without the herring, the two sides, and the Achra, the person doesn't have the Emes. So we saw this inyan that in the Bria there's two Shrashim. There's a Shayash of Echad, and that's by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's a Shayash of Shnayim, which is by us. In our world, Shnayim is Bracha, and Echad is not Bracha. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Echad is Bracha, and Faket, the basis of Arizar. That is the basic of our opinion. In the world, so we gave a marshal from the world of Torah. In the world of Midas, you also have that in you. We said Ra Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the world could not be miskayim with Midas Adin, Shitavimo Midas Rachmin. What Chazal are saying is not the Zakashwaka Kharata. They're saying the Metzius of Din does not tolerate more than one. Din is the Emes Lamito, it's Noikev Yerid at the time. Din is one Akuda. That is the Metzius of the Bria Mitzara Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh and Elam Iskayim means Mitzad the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mahalchim appears, must appear as a sheet of a Rachamim Din. It's not telling me that a Kadosh Baruch Hu had Charata. It's telling me that a Kadosh Baruch Hu put in a Nakuda of Yechidus in this world, and then a Kadosh Baruch Hu had Charata. It's telling me a Kadosh Baruch Hu injected Yechidus into the world mitzad a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Shnius mitzad the Adam. Shittuf mitzad Adam. And that's the difference between Klai Yisrael and Mesoilim. Klai Yisrael can have a Shaykhus in Madrega of Echad, and that's why Shittuf is Asa. Mesoilim are the etzim part of this world. They don't have a Shaykhus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way we have it. So by Mesoilim, Shittuf is a real Metzius. There's no problem. It's not just that they want Metzuvani. We're talking about Emes. The emes to Klai Yisrael is Atech of Shimcha of Mikam Klai Yisrael Ve'echad Ba'aretz. In Torah we have two tzedarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu we have one. Umas Ha'olam can't have otherwise, and B'meila they have a Shaychus Shniyos by them is Dafka not there. It says that, the whole Inyan of Shniyos, the place that the Gemara Pesachim talks about is Shaydim. That's the Shader Mazikim Anitfes Tashnias, and the Maral speaks about it a lot, that this is their Metzias and so on. Adam, it says, the bear that comes from Shnias is because the world of Mazikim, that's what the Maral Pesachim says, that Mazikim is what's chal on the Kaiser of two Kaisers. And the Maral explains because all tools are bad and so on and so forth. Adam, the Ma'aseh B'Yakitu, we know that two is a bracha. The Chilek lies, it says L'mashal, where was the first union of Mazikim the Bria that we find? So Rashi says, Kol Oysen Shanim, that Adam Arishan wasn't Mizdavik with his wife, the Kuf Lamnei Shanim, that he was doing tshuva. He was born on Ruchim and Shadim and Lilith and all sorts of Shadim, and that's where that created all the Mazikim. The emes is it's the opposite. The Shnius in our Mitzvah. For instance, let's take something. Let's take an Inyan. A person who lives for himself is not the pshat that is emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is himself, and he's himself. Mahu Yochid, Afatah Yochid. That person, that's Avodah Zarah all the way. That's Be'er all the way. Because in this Bria, any tfisa in something, in one part, as being the total, is the Ra and the Shekin itself. When a person is mischaba with somebody else, that's Faker. That is a pu'ula of Yichud and Achdus. The person says, since we're all bnei avina echad kolanu, we're all shayach to one shayish, so b'meila, me, him, and him, together, that's all one in you. So that's not shita, it's arada. That's achad. That's what the Goyim says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'achid, mi'achid, yichudan is be'echad. In this bria, any time a person is tefis a thing himself, so l'mash, let's go back to the mash with the nachash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world walks himself. And that's the right, the kvoida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyuchad ne'echad, and that's the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All other Nivrayim, if they walk in pairs, it's good. If they go themselves, then they're the nachash. That's what Chazal says in here, that only the nachash goes himself. The in the Bria itself, a person who's himself is Shari B'li Bracha, and it's not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. He's being hayris HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's a piece. Whereas if he's mischaba to somebody, that's where there's Malkin Bracha. So in the Olam of Midas and Anhaga, Adarabba, if a person is mischaba with another person, that's the base that brings Bracha. If a person goes off to himself, that's the Leitoyvah of Mavade, and that's where there's Malkin Klola. The Shaden and the Ruchas, all those in Yana, whatever those are, but the Pshat is, those were. They are figments of a person's imagination or fantasy. They're not an other. It's me myself feeding my own taiva. It's the pshat that I'm not being this chabad to the bria and being the chabad of the bria, but I'm breaking off from the bria and making myself the center of myself. That's the mitzvah of it. And b'meila, that's where all the ruach is saying. That's where the sheirish of shnias became there. When the shnias try to be mitzchaber like ish v'ishtoy, then it's bracha. It brings the bria back together again to the echad. Where each piece of those two becomes a king for itself, that's nochash, that's mazikim, that's shaden, and so on and so forth. So in the olam of midas of hanhaga, you have the same thing. Anything that breaks off into itself and sort of tries to converge on itself in every way, whether it's taiva, whether it's chesed, lack of chesed, and so on, that's there. That is shnius. Because when a piece decides that I'm somebody, that means the world is pieces. Where is the chibur of the different yon together? That's where you get the bracha of an echad. The Rambam, when he speaks about in Deus, and he says that every extreme is bared by itself, the Rambam is telling us this inyan in Olam HaMidas. And that's the shirish of what he's saying. The Rambam is saying there are, every mahalach has two mahalchim. And the Rambam spells it out. The Rambam says every inyan has two ksavos, which means there is mid of natvanis and there's a mid of kili, which means selfishness or stinginess. Each one of those inyanim by itself, by definition, is ra. It can't be tight because you're breaking off a piece of bria and making it into itself. The only toiv is when you mezavik midas. You stand at each point to say, is this a makom for kili? Is this a makom for nedivas? Is this a makom for kaf? Is this a makom for sablonis? Is this a makom for shtika? Is this a makom for dibur? The only mahalach in the bria that brings to emes and to productive mahalach is the mahalach of mizudak. That is the what the Rambam, that's the shirish of the Rambam is saying. He's saying this inyan and olam midas. That any part in the bria that stands by itself is just peters out into nothingness. Whereas when something it tries to integrate with what's the opposite, that's where you get something that's a mahalach that Shaykh called Derech Hashem, and he calls it the Zemid of Yaakov, and so on. I want to be mired from this. So we have here a klal, a very big klal that goes through the whole Torah, and it's nagir in almost everything, in almost every aspect of a person's mitzvah. Reb Chaim Shlevitz used to say always, he liked giving paradoxes, and he used to say the only absolute truth in the world is Musa. And he says the reason why it's the only absolute truth is because it urges a person to ask himself, maybe I'm wrong. So he used to say, and he used to like giving a paradox, that the only absolute truth is maybe I'm wrong. A person has to understand that the emes of echad is by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and in that world echad is right. That's true. Once anything that's part of the bria, then bal korchok, there is nothing productive when it falls into a person. So a person who doesn't question himself in learning, a person that doesn't hear another tzad, a person that doesn't ask himself, is there another way to learn it? Is there another way to look at these riots? Is it mukha that it's a riot? When one of the tremendous chinuch that yeshiva gave over to Talmidim was that the learning itself is mashpia on the person. The person always knows that the emes is not what I first thought, the emes is not what I'm locked into, the emes is I have to keep weighing this side versus this side. Okay, this is one way of looking. Is there another way to look at it? Which way is the raya is nicer to? The emes is certainly a person, the achroa at the end is an emes, but the achroa can only be emes if the person is a person who's being mizik, who's looking at both started. learning with a chavrus, like it says, the metapshim doesn't only mean it's not only chavrusa. You can have two chavrusas, each one's learning himself. It's not a chavrus. It means where I keep looking at another tzad, and the only reason why I got to my tzad is by being mashre machriya to teach double. That's the muck of Emerson Torah. And in midas, a person has to understand locking himself into his metias and sticking with it is definitely shekin. A person who tends to be a Baal Chesed and he's doing things and he's active and going and seeing that, if he doesn't ask himself, am I fritting away my time and can I duck myself to sit, then that's the Hanahag is not emes. The Midah of Yaakov, the Rambam says that the Midah of emes, this Mahalach of taking the Derech HaMemutza is the Midah of Yaakov, Midah of emes. So a person locked into his Teva, he's Beteva, he's always busy doing Chasadim, and he's about Chesed, he's a doer, and a Mach, and a Shaker, and he's not asking himself, why am I not sitting more, that's lacking, that unhug is not tight. A person who's Beteva, sitter, and enjoys learning, and he's locked into it, and couldn't care less that somebody next to him is mutching on Pshat, can't get it, or somebody next to him needs somebody to talk to him for minutes, or whatever it is, that's also not unhug of Emes. That's also the Pshat, is the person who simply took his Nekuda, and he locked himself into it. The Kamna and both of them is they're both sterile. Nothing comes out from both of them. The person just keeps getting, like, Toyi B'yasadim Levadai means it's sterile. It leads to nowhere. Nothing new will come out. No Chiddush of Emes will come out that Mahala. It's where the person questions himself. And obviously not to a point paralysis, but the person keeps checking himself with the other Midah. That's where there's an Akud of Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that the only place for echad that's emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anoich Hashem Lokech is the only aleph that is the emes and it's productive and it's moichol eskvayder. For us, everything is bein. And the only bracha that's what the Goyim says, the only bracha that we have in the world is when we're mezavik, you think. When we're mazik, you think. When you have the balyasa mazik, it's nagei on learning. That every time a person understands something, the person has to force himself to understand the other side, to see both sides of the machlokes, to see both sides of the inyan, to weigh one against another, to be shekel rayis back and forth. And in the world of midas, a person, the Rambam says, it brings the pasuk of kol asomer chayser. A person has to keep weighing his mahalchit. They say over the altar Nevardik once had a very difficult mission someplace. He had to go very far to the other end of Russia, and he wasn't sure if he should do it or not. So he went there, went to the train station, spent a week or whatever it was. He got there, thought it over, and went back. And he said he was afraid that as long as he's sitting home, it's simply the midah of atzmus. Once he's counted the midah of atzmus by being there, now he can weigh that start rationally. Hanhagas of a person have to be always with a knage of maybe something else is right. When a person speaks about a shidduch about kashav lishar b'le bracha, it's not because companionship is nice. It's the ezek kenegdai means that when a person is married for the first time, he hears another tzad, something that he never dreamt of, something that's alien to him, something that he's not familiar with, and it's not him. But what he learns is that there's another tzad. The loytoy v'esam levadai is because the person's the whole world becomes him, and that's the etzem of a desire. When there's another person, the ezer connected is there's another tzad. That's the ezer connected. And b'meila, when a person learns to work on his midas and his metzias, also with that, that's when a person is understands vayechsa mazek is nagia and anhaga and an person. That's where his type is the base, which is what's emes for our world. And in the bracha that a person has in when he's memazik and when he's a zivug of zochen ekeven and two people and two midas and two avonis, in that bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings his actus of echad.